Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 6:43. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. And the second round of college football playoff rankings have been released. The top five teams, they have not changed. It's Georgia at 5, Alabama, Texas A&M, Indiana, and Ohio State at number 1.
It's all a guessing game until championship weekend. You know what I mean? Just like, we don't know what's, and that's the beauty of college football. You really don't know how it's all going to pan out, man. It is what it is. Everybody's got everything left in front of them for the most part in that top, what, 13?
I'd say top 15.
Well, I stopped there because 16. I don't think that Vanderbilt's got a path to an SEC championship, and I don't think Miami's got a path to an ACC championship. So that's, they're all kind of set in stone there.
Well, but I think Georgia Tech does, and so it just shows me that they're stumbling. Those teams are, you know, might have a chance to jump someone. Look, none of it, people get upset. I think there's less of it than overall, but, you know, people, I'm sure there's a Georgia fan probably, why are we 5? You know, look how good we looked last week. And it's like, well, you should be 5 because you did lose to Alabama. I mean, there might be an Ole Miss fan that thinks they should be ahead of Texas Tech. None of it matters. None of it. Look, the only thing that matters is being in it. Just get in it and then do your thing.
UNC's Bill Belichick says he is not open to this Giants job.
Yeah, getting ready for Wake Forest. That's all I got this week.
Has anyone asked you, or the players or recruits, want to know about your future?
I mean, I've been asked about it from time to time, but yeah, I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's it. And that's my commitment to this team. And next week it'll be to our next opponent and so forth. But, you know, I'm here to do the best I can for this team.
That's actually more than I thought he was going to give you when that question flew out. I thought he would just stop at focus on Wake Forest. That's it. Like, right. I thought that's what you were going to get from him. He did the fact that he did say that he's been asked about it from time to time, you're like, all right, man. Yeah, I mean, sure you have, and I'm sure you've made phone calls. I'm sure you want to get back in the NFL.
Does it not sound like influencers on Instagram that are like, some people have asked me what I'm wearing today. Just so you know, it's this link
right
where you can buy it, and dude, I get a commission.
I have to have a longer conversation with you, and it might have to be offline about this, but I've got like 3 or 4 buddies whose wives have suddenly decided to start doing that. And I'm like, man, I just don't know how I feel about this. You know what I mean? Like, no, I didn't want to know what you're – what's your outfit, you know, outfit of the day? But it's neither here nor there.
Oh, OTD?
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag. I'm like, can you start another account for that? Like, I don't want to, like, I hate to have to mute you, but it is what it is.
I just wish Belichick would have answered it honestly and said, I mean, why the hell did they hire me to coach Jackson Dart? You see what I did to Mac Jones? We're worried about Wake Forest.
I do, and I know you're being funny, but I do think that they need to have an offensive coach for that team.
I don't care what, who they hire, as long as they don't hire a guy that's going to let Matt Patricia think that that's okay to coach offense, then that he ruined Mac Jones. Honestly, I think Mac Jones should have sued Bill Belichick. like, seriously, I think he should have sued him.
Yeah, he does, dude. He's talking about screwing the pooch, man.
For lost earnings or whatever. I mean, he literally took him and broke him.
Not to go down this road, though, and let me just ask you before we move on. Do you think Josh McDaniels is going to get another head job at some point in his life?
No, I think I'm going to take the job in Indy and then just literally say no.
Bail on it.
I think that was it for him.
That's tough, man.
I'm not sure if he wants to. Think about it this way. Josh McDaniels has been in New England for how many years now?
Long time.
So he got fired in Denver in
10 or 11.
It was 10. It was 10.
I thought 10 was the year they won the playoff game.
He was pretty sure he was not. That was Mike Fox.
No one.
I'm pretty sure.
No, it wasn't, because that was my draft year and I went on a visit to Josh McDaniels.
Well, he drafted Tebow in 9 after the 9 season. That was 10.
Correct.
So then 11 was the playoff win. But he got fired in the middle of that Tebow's rookie year, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check it. Because I thought 9 was his first year there. Anyways, the point is that he was in New England that entire time, took the job in Indy, and then bailed and went back to never left New England. His whole life has been in New England for the last how many years? His kid's been there. Why wouldn't you just want to stay the OC and just do
it? I would. That's exactly what I would do.
Make a couple million dollars a year.
It can't suck that bad to work for Mike Vrabel. Like, I'd be fine. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there. We're doing college football.
He might have been a coach on the staff when Vrabel was playing.
I'm sure he was. I'm positive, yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah, he was fired in middle of the 10th season.
There you go.
UGA is taking on Texas this weekend in Athens. Kirby Smart talked about Arch Manning's development.
His recruitment was based on he's athletic, he's fast, he's tall, he's intelligent, he's got composure, he's got arm. I mean, he can do it all. He can run the ball, he can throw the ball. In this day and age, you got to have a quarterback that can do both. He can, and I think he's got great composure. You know, he's not really affected by many things.
Boy, these days, you got to have a quarterback that can do both, and he can. Oh, man, I would take Kirby as the Falcons coach, but that's another conversation for another day.
Would he take it?
Not to throw a grenade in there.
No, I doubt it. I don't. No.
With recruiting the way it is? I don't know. Like I said, another conversation.
I tend to think Kirby will walk into the sunset with the kind of money he's been able to make.
That's true.
Afterwards.
I don't know if the NFL would match what he's making at Georgia.
Well, I'll give him a round of applause when he does.
Dang, she timeouted him. I think it's I don't know. Like, Arch Manning to me, his play has looked so much better the last couple of weeks, and it hasn't always like come out on the field the way that they've been playing, but he's been dicing it up pretty good, man. He's one of the most improved players in college football at this point for me. I mean, he's obviously not a Heisman candidate, but he's the kind of guy that I think will be back next year, and he'll have a good season.
And number 11 Oklahoma is taking on number 4 Alabama.
Woof. Don't like it. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. This Bama run game has been absolutely brutal over the last couple of weeks, and that's with a healthy Jam Miller and this offensive line that should be developing. Oklahoma is probably the best D line in the SEC. They are.
Arguably.
I mean, when you look at what Brent Venables did to this team last year, and I know that was Jalen Milroe. They did not have Ty Simpson playing, but I think this is a bad matchup for Alabama. In Tuscaloosa, thank goodness, but I think it's a bad matchup for Alabama.
Yeah, this is why all the talk in the offseason about firing Venables was just dumb, and it was said by do you ever notice there's a thing with people that want coaches fired constantly? They're always saying, fire the coach. That's all they know to scream.
So the women's basketball coach for Baylor, Nikki Collin, unexpectedly has a brand new family member that she was not. Had no idea this was going to happen.
Is this a 23andMe kind of thing? Or
nope.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Last week, so Coach Collin was driving home. She kept hearing meowing coming from her car.
No.
And she doesn't have a cat. So she's thinking like, okay, I'm hearing something. Someone's coming through on the radio. A producer's playing some audio that they're not supposed to be playing like in the radio or something. Mm. Who knows? But when she got home, she's like, I just want to make sure I'm not crazy. She grabbed her son, Connor, had him come check out. And he was like, no, I hear the meowing too.
Wow.
I hear it. So what they did was they took off the front driver's side wheel, and behind the fender cap was a 4-week-old kitten. What are the chances of survival of a 4-week-old kitten?
That is very slim. First and foremost, I heard of like snakes in this kind of instance, but never a kitten.
A little itty bitty little kitty.
Yeah, I've heard of cats getting up in cars before.
Yeah.
Sometimes it ends
badly. Me too, it's not a kitten. That's crazy.
Well, it probably got scared. Had nowhere to go.
It probably wanted to get warm.
Yeah. Well, is it? You said Baylor, right?
Yeah, Baylor.
Is it cold in Waco these days? Is it already cold?
I don't know. I think it was cold everywhere over the weekend.
Right. I remember seeing the huge national map. Yeah. It just said it was cold everywhere.
Well, that might have been it then. Well, I'm just surprised they didn't do that much work to get the cat out.
Well,
that's a good point.
Coach Collin took it back. She took it back to the area where she thought she knew where the mother was, and the mother did not accept the cat back, the little kitty. So she's like, I'm not going to take this thing to a shelter. I'm just going to keep this cat. And so, Saturday night, she's at the grocery store buying milk for a little kitten.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the deal.
This is my nightmare.
I am not a cat person. They scare me. However, if a little four-week-old kitten is in your tire or in your car behind the fender cap, are you keeping it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
No, I'm not a cat person either, man. I'm just not. I don't judge people that are, but it's just not my cup of tea. Dylan strikes me as a cat person.
Well, we do have a cat person on this. We have cat people on this radio station. I'm not one of them. However, if a cat made it in the way to my fender well, I would just think that it was meant to be.
Right.
And I'm like, well, this is going to be. You gotta adapt to us, but yeah, I would keep it.
We were really close to getting another dog the other day.
No way.
Yeah, my wife hit me up and she was like, "Hey, look at this puppy. Needs a home." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, okay." We could talk about it when we get home. And then she hits me back an hour later. She's like, yeah, they're asking $1,200 for it. And I was like, what?
It needs a home, huh?
It needs a home.
It needs a home so bad.
For $1,200, I guarantee it needs a home.
Wow.
She just got it through the grapevine, through the picture. And it was a very unique looking dog. It was kind of a long-haired wiener dog kind of looking thing.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
$1,200 for a wiener dog?
I know. It was a designer dog. I don't know.
Dude, when you started that store and you're like, oh, it needs a home, I was like.
I know.
I was like, hey, man.
That's how we got our dog now.
But I was about to just come at you. I was going to be like, dude, first off, you're not going to keep a kitten that's in your fender well. And now you're like, there was this desperate dog needed a home. And you're just like, no.
That's how we got the dog we have now. Our dog, Charlie, who's 7 or 8 at this point, he got hit by a car. And a police officer found him. And then a family we know was rehabbing him. He had surgery. He has his arms shaved for his IV. And they sent us a picture and went, take him. We'll take him. We'll take him. Oh my
God. I would definitely keep the cat if I was a bachelor. However, Simone would not let me keep the cat because she is also not a cat person. I'm just an animal lover. I don't really rock with is snakes, but
that's not an animal. That's the devil. I'm not a snake guy either.
Hey, I'm with you on that. If I had the means to keep an otter, I would have a pet otter because they're so cute.
Otters
I would
are sick.
I want a red panda. Red pandas are so cute, especially when they try to scare you. Some they put their little paws the up like Zoo. This.
My sister-in-law used to work at the Georgia Aquarium, and I have some stories about otters that you would not like, Dylan. I'll tell you off air.
Really?
Are otters little demons?
You
don't know?
Hide them from children at certain points in time.
I think there's otters at the zoo as well, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's at the aquarium and the zoo.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference in an otter and a beaver?
Beavers have big tails and they chew on trees.
What otters do?
They just swim.
So what's the purpose of an otter? In the world, the ecosystem. I mean, we know it.
You're
we know it.
Too many questions.
We know what beavers do.
I guess they keep the. I guess they help. Maybe
they dam
keep the
rivers.
Fish population down. Maybe otters eat fish.
I don't know.
So maybe
so do eagles and hawks and
that's true.
Lots of predators eat.
I don't
fish.
Know. Maybe they're just out there looking cute, vibing.
Well, if old anyone nice. Was curious, the kitten's name is now Sailor, after the Baylor logo.
Congratulations on your new home, Sailor.
Just to bring us back on.
Well, we wrapped a nice little bow on that one, didn't we?
Each Wednesday night, you can join Jamie and Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. Oh. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation. Wednesday nights, that's tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to get back into the conversation surrounding the Falcons' defense, the Panthers' offense. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.